There are thousands of prescription drugs currently on the market, and 50 new drugs are created every year. That makes it difficult for doctors to keep up with all the drug combinations that could cause problems for patients. Dr. Mark Tummerman is vice chair of clinical care at the UW Medical School. He says an oversight can happen at any point when a patient needs more than one prescription drug.
Everything from the handwritten prescription being misread by the pharmacist to selecting a medication that would interact poorly with another medication that the patient was already on, improper dosages, which sometimes will change depending on the size and the weight of the patient or depending on a patient's kidney function or liver function. There were all sorts of things that had to be kept in mind when you were prescribing a medication.
To cut down on problems, doctors and insurance companies want to get the latest drug information into the hands of physicians. Now, 800 doctors in the Madison area are trying a new software program called Epocrates. The program replicates the information in the giant physician's desk reference, which is currently about the size of two phone books. The information is stored in a handheld PDA. Ron Parton is chief medical officer of Physicians Plus, which is sponsoring the program. He says doctors can use the PDA to quickly look up drug interactions and check potential side effects.
Before, when you're seeing patients in a busy practice, you might have to step out of the exam room, go back to your office, look up the drug, back to talk to the patient. Then you find out, oh no, that's not on the formulary. You go back to your office, look up something else. You can look this all up right in the exam room, never have to leave it, write the correct prescription the first time. Patient doesn't have to show up at the pharmacy and find out that the drug is an expensive out-of-pocket.
A recent survey found half of the doctors using the device reported they were able to prevent one or two serious medical errors every week. Melba Lara, Wisconsin Public Radio.